It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. How's this for a legal thriller? A powerful tech company conspires against a rival with the clandestine help of five different publishers. There's a new lawsuit that says that's not fiction. It all has to do with the price of ebooks. When the Amazon Kindle first launched in 2007, it sold books for $9.99, taking a loss on each sale in order to build dominance in the market. Then Apple started selling books for the iPad, and things changed. Steve Berman is with the law firm Hoggins Berman, which filed the suit.
Apple and five of the largest publishers got together and agreed to fix the price, or the floor, at which ebooks could be sold at any ebook distributor like Apple or Amazon.
But don't companies have a right to set their own prices for what they want to sell?
You're absolutely correct. Companies can set their own price. What they can't do is to get together and coordinate pricing activities, which is what they did here.
From a commercial point of view and the industry point of view, it's a shame.
Mike Schatzkin disagrees with Berman's allegations. He runs the Idealogical Company, a publishing consulting firm, and he says that the pricing model in question, referred to as agency, is fair.
Agency is the way of selling by which there is one price set for an ebook, and that price is maintained through all retailers. The logic is that the publisher is selling the book, not the store. And so the publisher, being the seller of the book, can set the price at anywhere they want, and they pay whoever the store is an agency commission for having made the sale. And that's different from the normal model, which is called the wholesale model, by which the publisher sells the book to the store, and then the store then resells the book to other people, and the store sets the price. So the agency model allows publishers to set price, creates consistent price across all retailers, and eliminates the ability of one deep-pocketed retailer to drive everybody else out of the market.
But the lawsuit points to how agency was adopted all at once in early 2010. And Steve Berman says that's not all.
We know that in the Apple agreement with the publishers, there are actual restrictions that say you can't allow any other retailer to sell at a lower price than Apple. So that is, in effect, a written agreement to fix prices. And third, we know that when Apple came out with the iPad, Steve Jobs was asked, how are you going to compete since Amazon has a lower price? He said, there will no longer be a lower price in the market. So he knew that the publishers were going to force Amazon to raise prices.
We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. Ever been watching a movie or playing a game and you think, my mind is engaged, I just wish my body was vibrating more? Surround haptics is a new technology unveiled at a conference in Vancouver this week. Ivan Pupirev of Disney Research Pittsburgh says it's a big improvement over stuff like the vibrating chairs you might find in a movie theater today.
It creates a full body vibration. Your whole body vibrates, right? I mean, how often in real life you have your whole body vibrating? Maybe in a train, maybe a little bit in the car. Our technology is designed to create very detailed and very precise sensation. If something moves on your skin from left to right, you would feel something moving from the left to right, you know. If there's a bug crawling on your skin, you can feel the bug crawling on your skin exactly where we want it to crawl. So the sensations are extremely detailed and localized, right? You can place them anywhere on your body where we want.
Imagine using that watching Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.